It's not us no more. What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. Oh my god, it's me again, and guess what, bitch? Just with the love of my life. Psych. No, actually, not my crush. It's not the love of my life. Oh my god, it's been almost a year since I even knew about her existence. The thing with this podcast was to improve my English, mainly because of this person, since this person speaks only English and I don't, but at the same time I do. But now I have more personal reasons to do this podcast, mainly me, yeah, because my first episodes are horrible. I think they are a little bit better. There's a thing with this section of the podcast called the Curse series, was to have it all, save it and organize it in case sometime in the future I wanted to remember something about this person. I'm crazy, and this section of this podcast was born because of this person. Let's call it like subject A. This podcast was born thanks to the subject A. But I don't know if you remember or if you understood me that in an episode I say it that the subject A has a girlfriend, and still does, actually. I tried to keep calm, but I still ended up having a horrible mental breakdown. I cried, but I still continued with my life. Little by little, I meet people one way or another. I meet like subject B, other person, okay? And, but it happened exactly the same as with a subject A. Has a girlfriend, yeah? But subject A, when I met him, he didn't have one at the beginning. In this section of the podcast, I talked about the second subject, I think, but in the end, I left him. There is a subject C. This subject had already appeared in my life before subject A, but I have not taken him a huge importance of subject A that gave me the motivation to do a podcast and to try to save my life. Then there is subject D, for which I did an episode that never come out, and I wrote it, but I never recorded it because it was not like ready. I was not ready, because with this last subject, something very unexpected happening that broke my heart, and that happened, and I just crying and have a mental breakdown, and I thought I will never have someone special in my life like that, you know. All this time I thought I had forgotten about the subject A, but apparently not. And I feel like, what's happening with me? I'm crazy again. Maybe I lose my mind or what the fuck. But the thing about this curse section of this podcast is that I don't want to label it. I don't want to make it a section for every different person I like. I want to make it all general. You know, I recently watched a special episode of Euphoria because I'm a fan. Yeah. About Jules, where they asked her why she fell in love so easily, which is totally my situation, and she replied that it was because half of the relationship was in her head. And oh god, it's totally my case. I'm crazy and I hate this. I don't know why I'm like that. Maybe it was because I never felt love and I want to feel something. I don't really know. And so deep down I know that neither subject A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or whatever will ever love me. Like, I don't like to say the word like never. I really want to believe and have hope that someday someone will. About subject A, he never loved me. He never talked to me. I don't know him. I fell in love with someone like superficially. I always do, like, it's my thing. In school, when I like someone, I will talk to them, but then always made their friend, and we ended up being besties, like, best friends, and I didn't like them or feel attraction anymore. When I got to know people, well, I stopped, like them, you know. I think I was afraid to this will happen with subject, like, A. I don't know why. Because maybe I'm stupid. No, I am not stupid. I'm smart. No, actually, I don't know. I don't want to say, like, I'm smart and those things, because I feel like, I don't know what word I will describe myself, but I don't like that, you know? Also, my situation has never been good, and I knew that I will suffer because of the distance and everything. The problem is that a few days ago, this person appeared in my social media again. I started to feel attraction again. Like, subject A, okay? Not the others. Again. So, subject A, again, come back. This person was a huge motivation in my life. Maybe I come back because I want to feel again this motivation that I can find in myself. And I talked about this in others, in other episodes of this podcast. But you know my pronunciation, and I kind of frustrated right now about that subject. And I just want to be like, don't have an accent, just vibe and those things. And I don't like to say I have accent, because if I say it, then you notice it, or I don't know if you notice it or not. So I don't want to say that, and I feel like I just need to shut up. I like to believe that if this person knew me, they would love me. But also deep down, I know that if this person knew me, I know they would just be like friends with me. Like, they wouldn't just be like friends with me. I believe in karma and something in the law of attraction. But if there is something I will never do, it will be to attract someone like that, like, ever. I don't want to force the universe to fall in love with someone for me, like, because maybe it is not my person. I do not want to force the universe to send me to someone. Just like, no. If in my destiny is to be rich and be alone, so bet it. I know I want to be rich. Everyone wants to be rich at some point of their life. And more me, because I'm broke. This section is just to talk about the idea of the love. I like to think that subject A is the right person. Sometimes it's a celebrity or someone famous, but it's the wrong time, you know. And also that someday I will be with this person, but I don't know. I don't like to say that you can, I can, we can, that it's impossible, that it won't happen in case like that. Like, I don't like to say that word. Like, it's stupid to say it, because everything is possible. And I know, as I was saying, I don't want to use any force of the universe to attract this person or any person. The problem is that yesterday something good happened, or actually was today. I don't know. I dreaming about her. I have never dreamed about this person after a year of talking about her. I don't remember my dream well. Dreams don't last long in my memory, but I remember a little. I remember that she looked at like me, like pretty and hot, huge, hugging me, like a hug. He gave me a hug and smiling with those beauty teeth. She was so beautiful that practically it's all I remember. When I remember, like, what I remember is an emotion. I don't know how to describe an emotion well. This one, I feel it was like peace and happiness, and was beautiful. Perfect. I want to forget her. I thought I have done it, but I came back to talk about her in this podcast. Sorry. I also believe that my memory of her in a way say like goodbye to me. Maybe I will never forget her, but I believe that I did. But if I had really forgotten her, this would not have happened. Like, the universe put her in my path for a reason. Maybe it was to give me the motivation that my life needed at that moment, but she was not my person. Maybe she was not the love of my life that I dreamed so much about. I only know that it was an honor to meet her. And she gave me hope when I needed it the most, half hope when I thought there was nothing in this world for me. And I think that in one way or another, she just said goodbye to me. And I am grateful that thanks to her, I had this. Thanks to her, I found kind of motivation to just keep going. I love the idea of spending a life together. I love the idea that someone loved me, that she loved me, a person so pure, so full of life. I don't want to be alone. Like, really, I don't want to die without someone really loving me. Like, I don't want to die without having felt love. I never had, like, my mother's love and my father's only used me. So, I never feel like how love it is. I don't know what the fuck is love. And that's so fucked up because sometimes I thought that love doesn't exist. Because I never saw it in the past, like, saw it, like, I never was. It's so sad about this, and I just want to wish you the best luck. I will never wish you anything bad. This is for her, okay? I just want to wish her the best luck, and actually you too, yeah. Mm-hmm. I will never wish you, like, anything bad. I want you to be, like, happy. I always wanted. I don't know if you understood me the last episode of this podcast. The first episode of this podcast. But I always talk about her, like, I just want you to be happy. Your happiness is my happiness. And I don't know what I'm feeling like right now. My life sucked. Same as last year. Fucking same. But the problem is that more anxiety is gonna come, and I know it. I don't want to feel that anxiety because I'm growing up, and growing up, it's horrible when you don't have, like, nothing, when no one wants you, when no one gives you support. And I just want to be, like, I just want to feel safe again, same as I felt when I was a kid. When I was a little kid, I feel like safe in some way, but that wasn't real because deeply I knew that that safeness I feel was just a fucking joke created by my mom that actually don't want me close with her, and she's gonna leave me, like, alone, like, real alone in, like, 2 months, maybe one. So yeah, my life suck, but it's not the only life suck in life that, and that's make me feel, like, sad, but at the same time I feel better with me, but at the same time I feel like I'm doing such a big deal, but at the same time it's a big deal. Like, really, I wish just have a better life and feel protected, feel safe, feel happy, feel that I have everything what I need, because I don't feel like that. I just feel so alone, because, you know, I lost my mother. No, actually, I don't lose her. She just don't want me close to her. My dad is a fucking piece of shit, and I just feel sad about it because my whole family don't want me. Anyone wants me. And for some point, I thought I was a bad person. But I know I am not a bad person. I fucking know. Because I try to keep going every single day. And it's sad. And sometimes I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do with my life. Sometimes I thought I'm going to be, like, homeless in the next fucking five months. Yeah. Because I don't know what the fuck to do. But it's okay. I can do it. Someday I'm gonna be I want to be like, I'm gonna be, I don't know, I'm just gonna have the support that I need. And I know, actually, sometimes I don't know. I feel this is a fucking fantasy that I have in my head, and the fantasy that I thought that someone listening to this podcast is the same. But I don't know if you understand me. I just want to say thank you. Maybe I'm gonna be homeless and I'm gonna lose all my motivation, but I don't want to do it. And yeah, I feel love. I fall in love with this person, but now I feel like, no, it was not love. It was just like something in your mind that wants to someone to love me or someone like something like that. And I hate my pronunciation. I hate my life. I hate everything about me. But I just want to someday, like, listening to this podcast and say, like, oh God, I did it. I don't feel depressed. And actually, I think I don't feel depressed right now. But I just want to say, like, I did it. My life now sucks anymore. Doesn't suck anymore. Now it's more beautiful. Yeah, I have problems, but not the other problems about what's gonna happen to me tomorrow. Tomorrow, I gonna have a home or not. Tomorrow, I gonna have food in my plate, in my dish, or not. So, yeah, that's the thing with me in my life right now. It's so unstable. And fuck no. I need to change right now. And I know what the fuck to do because I'm so scary about the life, about the people, about fucking everything, because everyone is so fucking rude with me. So I'm just surrounded of bad people, and that's make me feel fucking upset, because I truly believe that it's someone good in this whole damn planet, but I just can't find it. Every time I meet someone is horrible. And I feel stupid because I'm still believing that someone good in this planet exists. But yeah, I changed the subject. This last like 2 minutes or four, I was just talking. Was not the script. This is not the script anymore. So I am... But well, friends, this was all for today's episode. I hope I don't talk about my crush, about her. But actually, like, her subject A, okay? I don't know if I hope I'm doing it or not. But actually, the only thing I hope is you have a beautiful day and you feel safe and that stuff. So... kisses and hugs. See you in the next episode. I hope you see me in the next episode, because we don't know anything about me and I'm so unstable, like this podcast. Some days I upload episode, some days no. But yeah, see you in the next episode. Kisses and hugs. Bye.